What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Wellness Wednesday. It's January 7th, 2026. Man, and it is going to be an amazing episode today. Y'all, if this is your first time tapping in, I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And y'all, here you can always expect it. We're going to give you the three E's. We're going to give you education, we're going to give you entertainment, and also we're going to give you empowerment. But y'all know we can't get this ship sailing and can't get this car rolling without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
What's up? What's up? Good morning. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good. I'm good. We rolling. We moving. We grooving. But you already know it's Wednesday, so you know we don't got no time to waste.
We don't. Y'all know we got work. Get into it. Okay. So yeah, straight from the source, what'd you eat for dinner? Real quick.
Man, what did I eat for dinner last night? I got a little bit of Chick-fil-A last night. A little something quick. Nothing too serious.
Chick-fil-A at night.
What did you eat for last night, Judgment Judy?
I went to go get some Oni ramen in Deep Ellum. This is not a paid sponsorship, but it should be. All right. It was great.
We'll tag him. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh man, so yeah, this clip that we're gonna get ready to roll, this clip was from 116 Life, and this is featuring KJ Kemp and 404 Chew. Producer Britt, go ahead and roll that thing.
It is a wrestle. Nah, my flesh daily, gang.
Bro, daily.
Daily, twin. It's been time where I'm like, man, maybe it'd be good if I just spin back. But I can't go back, twin. Just can't go back, gang. God sent me through so much. He showed us stuff to be prevailed so much. Like, why would I go back to the same thing that God trying to deliver me from, twin? Having that love for God over that. Like, you got to truly, truly love God more than that thing that you're doing.
That's real.
Question yourself, like, is this really, really worth me, my separating my relationship with God over? Ain't nothing can.
Man, and that's so real, Britt. That's so real. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, one of the biggest challenges that we have with temptation and the desires that we have, in Galatians 5:24, it talks about this, and it says, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So knowing that each and every one of us, we have some desires and we have these things that are pulling at us, and we might label them as temptations or whatever they might be. But when we come into Christ, those things don't just disappear. But at the same time, these are things that we can continually submit to God. These are things that we can continue to pray and offer up, like, God, I'm struggling right now with my weight because I want to eat these donuts. I want to eat these snacks. I want to eat this candy. But Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. But y'all, whatever that desire is, whatever that thing is, just know that you can continue to pray and then lean in to God, because when we're weak, that's when he's strong ultimately. So always remember that. And we can go ahead and get to the other part of this clip, because it starts to heat up at the tail end of this clip, producer Britt. So we can go ahead and get to that and let these young men break down this text just a little bit more.
Drugs can't do it. Sex can't do it. None of that junk can feel you like Jesus. That junk, you gotta have to keep going back to it. Bible said, whoever hunger and thirst for my righteousness will be filled. And it's not like a quarter filled, twin, to my eternity. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, twin.
So if you don't do it like that, you're going to find out the hard way. Yeah. KJ told you, Chu told you.
And that's just what it is. Proverbs 26:11 tells us that as a dog returns to his vomit, so do fools repeat their folly. So if we know that we've been delivered from certain things, or maybe we're in the process of deliverance, right? So God is still working with us, and you know, maybe that desire hasn't been fully mitigated or fully removed, then that means we need to continue to submit to Christ. What does that look like in real time and in community? If you know that you struggle with drinking and you know your friends are hanging out at the bar, let's ask them, can we go hang out at the coffee shop? Let's ask them, can we go meet up at the library? Let's ask them, can we go for a walk around the mall, right? We want to begin to change behaviors and change the environment that's around us so that ultimately we're not putting ourselves in the same situation to where it's easy to slide into that temptation, right? It's easy to fall short. So at the end of the day, family, if you really want to do better in 2026 and beyond, and you want to create healthier habits for your life, then now is the time for us to start and to begin to make better decisions or healthier decisions, right? That's going to position us in a healthier light for the future. Family, that's been Straight From The Source. And if you're enjoying this content, make sure that you subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Speak Your Success Media, so you don't ever miss any of our content in any episodes. We'll be taking a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back after this. Workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. Family, what's going on? What's going on? We are back. Speaking Success in the Morning, January 7th. We're currently 7 minutes after the hour. Producer Britt.
What?
No, you just
it's I don't know how to look at Instagram, look at TikTok, look here. I don't know.
Everywhere.
I know, look everywhere at the same time. Okay, guys, so I'm just gonna give a quick little overview of what's to come. A little bit of this year, okay, the beginning of the year. So starting strong with a little bit of politics, okay. So the midterm elections are approaching, Jonathan. So 2026 midterm elections are coming up this November with all 435 House seats and about a third of the Senate up for grabs. So organizations have already been mobilizing and mobilizing now for voter registration, and especially in communities facing restrictions. If you're already registered to vote, that is great, but make sure you grab someone's hand and make sure that you take them down. Well, take them to the computer or their phone and help them register to vote and ask them to pass it along too. Okay, let's vote 2026. Vote 2026. All right, so a little bit of entertainment here. The Golden Globes, and it's just award season. I love award season. It's the only time that, you know, I love that celebrities are celebrities. You know, you get to see the beautiful gowns, the jewels, the hairstyles, the speeches, you know, all of the hard work they have done. And now we and them get to celebrate together. All right. So we're starting off strong. We had the Critics Award this Sunday, Jonathan, where one battle after another won Best Picture. I know that you said that you wanted to see this movie, and maybe you still should go, Jonathan. Maybe it was just me, you know. Maybe I got to see it again. Okay, maybe I have to watch it again. I have to watch it again. But I guess I didn't really understand it fully. Maybe I was distracted by the people in the movie theater. That was that time I went to the movie theater. That lady was intoxicated. I don't know. But she ruined my vibe, okay? So we had the Critics' Choice Awards. That was this Sunday. Now we have the 83rd Golden Globes will air on January 11th, 2026, with major nominations for Black-led projects, okay? Including Ryan Coogler's Sinners, which we all loved, okay? I'm so excited for him, which earned nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, and on top of that, while making $367 million worldwide, okay? Not bad at all, okay? Michael B. Jordan, his beautiful self, he received his first Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor. Love that.
Let's go, Michael.
Yes, so he also got nominated at the Critics' Choice Award, but he fell short to Timothy Chalamet in Super Marty Supreme. I haven't watched that yet. And then we have Tiana Taylor and we have Chase Infinity, who earned their first nominations as well. And the beautiful Tessa Thompson, who was nominated for Heda. I haven't watched it yet. It's on Amazon. It is on my list, though. I think that's when I get into the movies, Jonathan, when I see all the movies that are being nominated. And then I'm like, okay, well, this is what everyone's watching. You know, this is the real deal right here. Yeah. Okay, so moving right along. So a little bit of music, okay? So this year, we all know that what are we getting, guys? We are getting the Michael Jackson biopic titled Michael, okay? Starring his nephew, Jafar Jackson, hits theaters April 24th, 2026. It was originally supposed to come out on my birthday, April 18th, and that was going to be like a whole birthday celebration. I was going to do a whole situation.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I wanted all my friends, we were all going to dress up, get my mama, because my mama loved Michael Jackson, and we was going to go to the movies, okay? We are still going to show out, but it just won't be on my birthday. So y'all make sure y'all go and see Michael April 24th, 2026. I know that we gon' the way that we showed up for Black Panther, baby, I know we gonna show up for Michael. So it's gonna be great. Okay, so a little bit of NBA action here, Jonathan. So the NBA season is heating up with the All-Star voting opening through January. When does that open, Jonathan? January?
All-Star voting is opening as well as it's concluding Wednesday, January 14th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Copy that. Okay. So that's when All-Star voting is happening. And then the 2026 NBA All-Star game is going to be in San Francisco this year. And it's from February 13th through February 15th. Jonathan, I love the fact that All-Star weekend is always around Valentine's Day because in my mind, in my dreams, one day, wherever All-Star weekend is, someone's going to take me there for Valentine's Day.
Get flued out. Okay.
I will be with someone and we will be going together. Okay. Yeah, flying we're not together. Getting flued out. We can't do that no more. So here's a little conversation that was happening around basketball as well. So former player Lou Williams recently sparked an important conversation about the different financial pressures that Black athletes face compared to white athletes, Jonathan. Okay. So discussing how many Black players come from disadvantaged communities and feel responsible for supporting extended family and their neighborhood. Speak on it a little bit, Jonathan. What do you think about that?
It's one of the things that I feel like has been unspoken, but like we see it in real time all the time, because I mean that these are just pressures that come with our community, which is unfortunate. But yeah. I mean at the same time, it's like, well, who's gonna change it? And then how are we gonna change it? And what is that gonna take? What the programs look like? All that different type stuff. So, I rock with Lou because he always does bring the truth.
Okay, so leadership, you would say. There's a little bit of leadership going on in there.
A lot of leadership, most definitely.
Okay, love that. Okay, so some upcoming events happening just like the rest of the year, okay? They're all spread out. Okay, so obviously we know that Black History Month is February. The theme, I didn't know that there were themes for Black History Month. Did you know that?
No idea.
So the theme for 2026 is a century of Black history commemorations. Starting February 1st, organizers nationwide are announcing their programming, their events, and everything that they're doing. So some major cultural events are coming up this year. We got the Pan-African Film and Arts Festival, Jonathan, February 9th, February 16th. That's going to be in Los Angeles. And then you got Black Roots and Culture Expo. That sounds pretty interesting. February 7th in Randallstown, Maryland. Okay. So it's a free community event. So y'all gonna head out there, y'all do that. Now, something like this, South Beach Wine and Food Festival, February 19th through February 22nd in Miami. Okay, that's
oh, that's your jam.
That sounds like me right there. That sounds like me right there. I like that. Okay. And then you got the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Black Heritage Weekend in February. There's no dates for that. I don't have the dates for that, but that is in February. I have seen everyone online just talking about, you know, we're going to the rodeo. Anything can happen at the rodeo. So that's cool. And then you got the Black Enterprise Women of Power Summit. I have followed that a little bit. I've seen it around. March 11th through March 14th. That is in Las Vegas. I love that for the ladies. They're going to have a good time learning about power, womanhood, and leadership, I'm sure. Okay, so we got two more here. We got Jazz in the Gardens Festival. That's also in Miami. That's going to be in March. It will be March 7th through March 8th. And then that's in Miami Gardens, right down the street from my old college. And Miami. Then, And then we got the Essence Festival. Okay, I feel like I'm getting of age, Jonathan. I'm ready to go.
Is it time?
You know
is
what I'm
time?
Saying? I think okay. It's happening, Jonathan. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm excited. Okay, so Essence Festival is July 2nd. Through July 5th, okay? And that will be in the one and only New Orleans, okay?
Gotta be.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were about to say something.
No. I was just saying it got to be. It's Essence Festival.
Yeah, it's Essence Festival, right? Last year they had a lot of backlash because the CEO of Essence is African, and they said, well, it was supposed to be Essence Fest, Black Fest, but it turned into African Fest.
I remember.
Which is not, I'm I reporting. Remember. So I'm reporting. I'm not going to be a company. But that's what they were saying. Okay. Yes. So that is just a little information about what's happening in our community. Most importantly, like I said at the top, the 2026 midterm elections are happening coming up this November. 435 House seats and about a third of the Senate are up for grabs. So make sure you get somebody out there. Let's go vote. Let's go vote. Okay. All that partying, all that jumping, all that hollering, all that screaming. Y'all go out there. Y'all vote. It's important. Okay. Good, Jonathan. You got anything?
No. I mean, just what you said, like voting is so essential right now. And yeah, to your point, like you can't critique, you can't complain, you can't moan and groan if you're not casting your vote. So we got to get out. We got to vote. And it's essential for our future for right now.
That's right. Amen to that. Okay, Jonathan, it is Wellness Wednesday, our first Wellness Wednesday of the year, Jonathan.
It is true.
So 2026. All that workout we was talking about, all that jump roping we was talking about last year, all that pull-ups, push-up, crunches, whatever. Okay, we got to check in, okay, Jonathan? We got to do a little wellness check, okay? It's the beginning of the year, but, you know, let's just see where we are. Okay.
Level set. We got a level set.
Level set. There you go. Level set. Level set. So I know you have some questions. I have some questions, but you know, I just did a roundabout. So let's go ahead. Let's start with you. Let's do some wellness check-in questions. What you got?
Okay. So Britt, are you like how much water are you drinking these days, or are you just really locking in? Oh, just coffee. I need to get my energy going in my coffee.
Guys, this is hot water. Water. I'm starting the day off right, you know, taking a book out the Asian community, hot water in the morning. Okay.
Anything in the water, or are we just hot water?
Just hot water, baby. Just hot water.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I've been doing the hot water. So I do hot water in the morning, and then I'll probably we got to leave, but hot water in the morning. And then when I come home, I'll do hot water. And then before I go to sleep, I'll do hot water. But that's not the only water that I'm drinking. I do drink water throughout the day. I might slide in a little lemonade, a little Arnold Palmer, a little Sunjoy, but that would be it. It's mostly just been water.
I feel that. I need to get better at just like just measuring the water, like taking account so I know how much water I'm really consuming. Because there ain't nothing for me to drink some juice, drink a pop a little soda here and there.
Yeah, because what gets me is that, you know, I don't want to be that person with this gallon just walking around all the time with this gallon or the water bottle. You got so much stuff. And, you know, people are obsessed with the Stanley Cups or the other brand that's out there. But It's just water.
Be that person, though. Be that person.
Just give me a water bottle, baby. Just give me a water bottle.
Be that person. Just carry the gallon around. Who cares? What?
I got too much stuff in my hand.
Let people know you have goals in 2026 to be healthy. Inspire somebody. Carry the gallon.
Stop, because I don't want to go there, because we don't need to know that you go to the gym every single day. You don't need to post that. Okay, but go ahead. Go ahead. What else you got?
Oh man. Okay, so what's something that has made you, because we're 7 days into the month. So okay. So what's something that's made you bubbly or made you smile here since we've been in January?
Oh man. You know, Jonathan, that's good, because I will say, you know how like in those cartoon characters and they go to sleep and sometimes they go to sleep with a smile on their face? That's how I've been feeling lately, because like that's how I've been going to sleep. I've been getting some really good sleep. So for those who don't know, we had 2 weeks off in December from our job. And when I say I slept and all I did was sleep for 2 weeks, I felt like a big old giant bear. That's all I did was sleep. And now, you know, we're in 2026 and, you know, I'm sleeping more, and I wouldn't say sleeping more, but, you know, my sleep schedule just has been really good. And what's been making me smile literally in my sleep is, I think, just the fact that I'm fine. Well, I wouldn't say finally, but where I am right now, I'm just well rested, and I just feel good when I wake up in the morning. And I'm just woosah. I'm just happy.
It's different.
And that's it. And that's it. I'm just happy. I got sleep. I feel great.
That makes sense. Cause I mean, when you get a good night's sleep, like you do wake up refreshed, like you're so happy. And so like, not just you, but like people in general, like the mood is shifted to where some people who didn't sleep that well are like, why are you so happy? Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
It's like, I slept right last night. That's it. So I'm happy for you that you're getting good sleep.
Thank you.
I'm working on that. That's what I'm working on. I'm working on getting better sleep.
Okay, yeah. You got one more for me. What you got?
Yeah. So in terms of stretching, like, cause you know, working long hours and being on a computer, or you know, being at a desk, like, are you incorporating stretching into your daily or even weekly routine? What does it look like for you?
Okay, I'm not gonna say yes, but I won't say no. You know, I do a little morning stretch. You know, I mean, touch your toes. You know, a little right arm, left arm. But like sit down stretch, like I used to. No, I haven't. I need to. You know, I might do a little pop the back action throughout the day, but no, I haven't necessarily been stretching the way that I need to. So
gotcha. Well, I mean, even if you don't do your own stretches, because don't you also go somewhere where they stretch you out as well?
The stretch lab?
Well, no. Don't you go to Dynamic?
Yes. Dynamic. I'm sorry. Dynamic Sports Medicine in Plano. Yes. So, I mean, they don't necessarily stretch you, but, you know, they... What one thing that I am going to do my next appointment, I did it one time, I'm going to do it again, was the dry needling, because that really did help me with my shoulders. But
so
no, I haven't
released that tension and helping you really feel loose and ready.
Yes.
People gotta go and check out Dynamic Performance, man.
Dynamic Sports Medicine. Get it right. Dynamic Sports Medicine. You haven't gone, so that's why you don't know the name.
No. I was saying it helps you in your performance, because it's Dynamic Sports Medicine. So it helps you in your performance.
Got it.
Make sure when y'all go to the counter that you ask for Marche. Tell her that we sent you.
When you walk in, she's right there. Okay. Beautiful smile. Big old pretty smile. Okay. So, Jonathan, my questions for you are, are you someone that's been outside at all, or have you been hibernating?
So with kids, you have to get outside. If not, they will tear up your house. So yeah, my son, we will go outside. We walk around the neighborhood. He's learning to ride this bike with no pedals. So that's been cool. You know, getting outside, getting some sun here and there. So that's been good for us and healthy on this side.
Okay, lovely. I know y'all are a breakfast family. What y'all been cooking for breakfast over there? Are we doing breakfast, or are we doing grab and goes? What are we doing?
I mean, so we do a combination. So if we try to eat breakfast at home, so we do, you cook up some sausage, we'll boil some eggs, we'll even like maybe cut up some cheese, kind of like that power pack that they make at your favorite Starbucks.
I see that on Pinterest.
So we do quick things, but we try to do filling things as well. So yeah, we're cooking consistently. Okay. Got to keep it healthy, man. It's too much sugar out here.
It is too much sugar. It is too much sugar. And then are you yeah, because you've been waking up at 4 a.m., right?
Past 3 days, man.
Past three days. Kudos to you, Jonathan. You go. So are you taking breaks? Are you just powering through the day? Are you taking breaks, mini naps?
Yeah. I've been taking mini naps. I've been able to take mini naps. It's not like an intentional nap, but it's been like a, my body just powers down. But yeah, you know, just powering through on the front end and get a nap in the middle of the day. So yeah, got to take breaks here and there.
Got it. And then what's your screen time been like? You know, are you doom scrolling or are you doing okay?
Yeah. So I'm not one of the people that really doom scrolls. Honestly, I'll get on, I'll post, I'll send my text, and I might get distracted for like that 5-10 minutes. But then after that, I got to get out of there. But if I'm not on my phone, I'm on my laptop. So my screen time is off the chain. Okay. I need to get some special glasses.
Yeah.
Screen time is off the chain. Yeah. Wow. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud
of it. Glasses on glasses. You already got glasses. Okay. Cool. All right. So that was our little wellness check-in. So make sure that, you know, find some questions online, find a friend, or just journal. Just check in on yourself, on your wellness. Right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Check in on yourself. And then if y'all happen to be on Instagram, tag us at Speaker Success in the Morning. Oh. Let us know, like, you know, what's something that you're working on? What's something that you're trying to get better at? Mm-hmm. And hey, you know, we can walk through this journey together.
We could do it together. Community.
Community, yes.
Yes. Maybe that's a word. Well, I wouldn't say that's a word of the year for Black culture. We just need to do that. We just need to get better at that. Okay, guys, so we ran out of time. I really wanted to get into this segment about leadership, but we will talk about it tomorrow, okay? We will talk about it tomorrow because I got a whole situation that me and Jonathan got to run down here. We got 5 elements of leaderships, and I got some questions for him. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow, okay? So tune in tomorrow. Y'all know Wednesday, we've got to cut it short because we have work at 7, not at 9. So Jonathan, give us a little nugget and close us out.
Man, a little nugget for wellness. Like your wellness journey is your wellness journey, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody might need to go to therapy and that might be where they're working on their wellness. Yours might be that you want to incorporate more fitness and getting outside a little bit more. But at the end of the day, your wellness journey is your wellness journey. So choose based on what's going to benefit you in your life right now, in this season, right now. Don't get caught up in this comparison game because it's not about you compared to somebody else. It's about you becoming your best self. All right. So family, if you're not subscribed and tapped into our channel on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe at Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And of course, if you enjoy listening to the audio experience, then you can type in Speak Your Success in the Morning wherever you get your podcast, and you can hear us in your car right there. But family, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And just like producer Britt said, we're coming at you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Central Standard. And we're talking about 5 essential elements of leadership. Like, you got to have that information starting 2026, all right? So, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. But always remember, family, always remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way? Right, Instagram, we appreciate you.